Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi daf Samach Ches, and as we head towards the last couple of dafim of the sixth parak, and today's shiur again is sponsored by the Elman family, as the Masechta is Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chiya Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas Rabbi Chaim Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa Barley Bas Riel Rubin, and Basha Bas Rabbi Yemen Rubin Aleihem Hashalom. So we get into the next Mishnah and relating to issues of Yatza Motzi and Echad Merech L'Kulam, or everyone make their own bracha. So, Hayoshe Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mevarech La'atzmo. So, just as by way of introduction, we know that there are two ways to be Yotze making a bracha. I can make the bracha myself, or I could get somebody else to say it, and I'll be Yotze. If one person makes Kiddush Friday night, so that's Shomea Ka'one, and I'm Yotze through their saying it. Or I can make it myself. There are different minhagim about what people do at Kiddush on Friday night. Is there a halachically better way? Is it better? Is it more praise to Hashem for everyone to make their own bracha? We've had that back and forth even yesterday, right? We had the issue of why didn't you wait till the end of the meal and be able to make the two separate brachas? And we said that we try not to make bracha in etzriches, but there is a Gemara in later on. I'll read it to you from the Bavli, the discussion of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the ninth parak. Nun Gimel Amud Aleph in the Bavli. It is Motzi Shabbos, and they're taking around a candle to do Bori Merei Ha'esh on Motzi Shabbos in the Beis Medrash. So is it better for everybody to make their own bracha on the Bori Merei Ha'esh? Is it better for one person to make Bori Merei Ha'esh and everybody will be Yotzei? So that's the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, Hayoshim Beis Medrash, Feviu Arlef Nehem, Beis Shammai Omrim, Kol Echad Echad Mevarech La'atzmo. Beis Shammai says, everybody make their own bracha. Beis Hillel Omrim, Echad Mevarech L'Kulan. Better for one person to make their own bracha, everybody to make one bracha, Biyotzi, Mishum Shenemar, because of the Pasuk in Mishlei and the halachic principle, Berov Am Hadras Melech. And that's better, it's more glory to the king. But what's Beis Shammai's reason? It doesn't hold of that? So the answer is no, he does hold of that, but here there's another reason. Bittul Beis Medrash. Right, if you have a big candle, and everybody from the Beis Medrash goes out of their seat, and everybody goes to get Hanah from the candle, so that'll cause less learning to be done. And if you go around privately, and everybody makes their own Bori Merei Ha'esh, that's better for learning. Okay, but we already see from there, that's the source, Brachas Nun Gimel Man Aleph, in the Bavli, for the principle of Berov Am Hadras Melech. So now, we come to the meal. Hayayoshin Kalecha Ve'echad. So in the days of old, when you were really sitting down for a meal and connecting to each other during the meal, then you were masiv. You reclined, as we do at the Seder. If you're just sitting, that's not as much of a connection. That's not much of a kfius. Right? As we'll see, the Haredim says in today's daf, Bizman Azeh, our sitting is their reclining. Meaning if we're just standing around, let's say at a kiddush, people are standing around, they're not eating together. They happen to be eating, they happen to be sitting next to each other. If you're at a meal and you're at a table and you're sitting next to each other, so that's a kfiyas. That's a ki'ilu, the heseba of old. So that's what the Mishnah says here. Hayayoshvin, if everybody is sitting, kol echad v'echad mevarech la'atzmo, then one cannot be motzi the other one because, as the Haredim says, yashu stam, beloshis ki mutchilo leishiv le'echol yachad. It wasn't a decision to be able to eat all together, and therefore, they are not connected in terms of one being motzi the others in a bracha. Hesebu echad mevarech l'kulan. But once they were masiv, and now they're reclining and they're connected to each other in the way that the days of old they connected. So then one person makes the bracha for all of them. And the Haredim says, the Mishnah is talking about bein bahamotzi, bein bebirchas hamazon ayri. Whether it's hamotzi or birchas hamazon, either way, one person will make the bracha, and the others will be yotzei. And that's the last line, what I just said. V'ha'idna de'nogin lecho beseba. Nowadays, we don't eat beseba. Yeshiva shelanu ala shulchan keseba detu. Our sitting is like their heseba. Avalam ochlin omdin. Oholchin kolechin mavarech la'atzmo. But you can't use this in terms of connection if everybody is just standing around. Continues the Mishnah, if they have wine that comes during the meal, and we know that wine is not niftar with the bracha of hamotzi, because wine is not ba machmas asuda. If somebody has chicken with wine on it, right? Some type of dish that calls for chicken dipped with wine, you don't make a separate bracha on the wine. That's a tafel. But if somebody has wine during the meal, so that's assumed not to be ba machbas asud, and therefore one would make a bari pir agafen. So if somebody has wine during the meal, everybody should make their own bracha. We'll see in the Gemara what the reason is for that. One might say, what do you mean? We just said, Barovam Hajus Melech. When many people are connecting to one person, saying, praising Hashem, so then isn't that a better situation? But here, for some reason, the Mishnah says, everybody's going to make their own bracha. La'achar amazon, echad mevarech l'kulan. But if the wine that's brought after the meal, but before benching, as we've had already, echad mevarech l'kulan, one person makes the bracha for all of them. And the Mishnah continues, va'omer al hamugmar. And they used to bring spices at various times during the meal also. The Haredim quotes Rabbeinu Yonah here, B'shem the Gaonim, that this is going back on the Reisha. V'omer, the one who said, they were masiv, and therefore one person said Hamotzi for all of them. He is the one that gets the schus of saying the bracha on the spices too. He's the one. T'meviu mugmar be'emsa su'uda, oso shebire hamotzi, noso lo mailoshenis lavarach l'kulan. He has that schus. So the one who made hamotzi, if they were meisiv, he gets to make the bracha on the spices that are brought during the meal. Aval bish, ein mevides ha-mugmar, elo lachar su'uda, even though it only, usually, mugmar is only brought after the su'uda, but still, and that type of mugmar, if so, they brought spices after the whole meal, right before they benched, the Baal Hamotzi would not get such a schus, because that's not connected to the meal anymore. But if they bring Mugmar during the meal, as Rabbeinu Yonah understands it, if they bring Mugmar during the meal, so then the one who said Hamotzi is the one that has the rights to say that bracha. That's how we read the Mishnah. Again, it's a huge topic in terms of, is it better Echad Mevarech L'Kulan or not? When we say, put on tefillin every morning, we don't like go over to each other and then one person is going to make the bracha of Laniach Tefillin and we all answer Amen and put on the Tefillin. When we shake a lulav, we're all making our own bracha. By Sfiras HaOmer, by Kriyas HaHalel, everybody's making their own bracha. But by Kiddush and by Shofar and by Megillah, there's a difference. I think the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says maybe the difference is, one of the differences is that whether each person is doing their own Maisa or not. If everybody's connected through one Maisa, so then, it's better for Echad Mevarech L'Kulan. So one person's reading the Megillah, one person is blowing shofar, so then Echad Mevarech L'Kulan. But everybody has their own lulav, and everybody's saying Sfiras HaOmer, and everybody's saying Hallel. So then, and everybody's putting on tefillin, everybody's putting on tzitzis. So then, maybe the minhag is that everybody's better for everybody to make their own bracha for their own maisa ha-mitzvah. But again, there's different minhagim, and it's a big topic. B'rovam Hadras Melech. So says the Mishnah in terms of Shomea Kaone and who gets to say the brachas. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer, continuing now. Yeshua ben Levi says, what's the our girsa is, we'll read it first, B'shavua haben himas nisa. Our Mishnah that says that everybody is connected to each other, so then that's talking about, let's just read this other half, Habala bayis b'toch beis solo. B'shavua haben, when there's a simcha, bris mila, after having a week, shavua, then ben, what happens to the baby boy? There's a bris mila. So when do you need heseba to connect the people? That's when there's strangers there, and they're getting ready together for a simcha. And then, right, that's what our Mishnah's talking about. But in one's own house, let's say everybody's in their own house, and the Baal HaBayis is making a bracha for the rest of the family, then even without a seva, because you know they're eating together. Habala bayis b'toch beis solo. He doesn't need that for everybody to be masif. That's our girsa. The other girsa that the Charedim has and others have is not shavua ben, but it's bishavua kainhu masnisin ba'orchin. Means the same thing, but it's just a different girsa. Right? It's just a strong lashon. Swearing. I swear that the Mishnah is talking about a case where there are strangers, where there are archim there. That's where one needs heseba. But the Baal HaBayis, with his family, they're all nigra racharav, and one wouldn't need heseba in that situation. Again, the su'uda of a bris mila might be a din d'oraisa, so that's why the minhag is, and it should be that people don't invite to a bris, they just let people know that there is a bris going on, because if you get invited to a din d'oraisa, it's not so nice to not be able to partake of it. So they let the minhag is to let people know. But bris is obviously something unique. There's a beautiful Sefer Achinuch. Sefer Achinuch says in Mitzvah Beis a message about bris mila that is crucial for Shavua Haben. And there's a different lashon in Bava Kamma where it's called Yeshua Haben, which that also might mean bris mila, but also might mean the Shalom Zachar in some cases. But if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, he quotes a Medrash. The footnotes in the Chinuch quote the Medrash. The Chinuch just says the message. Well, start with the question. The minhag is at the beginning of every bris we say psukim from the beginning of Parshas Pinchas. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron kohen yeshivas chamasi me'al pnei bnei Yisrael. What does Pinchas have to do with Bris Mila? Yes, there's Midrashim that Pinchas is somehow connected to Eliyahu Hanavi. It's the same neshama, but is there a more nigler reason for us to understand what Pinchas is doing connected to a Bris? Number one. Number two, the Al-Shech HaKadosh asks that right before HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Avram Avinu to do Bris Mila, he says, Ani Kel Shakai, Hisalech Lefanai Vayetamim. I am Hashem, Kel Shakai. That's the name of Hashem that is used to introduce Bris Mila. And that's, what does Shakai mean? Gemara and Chagiga, Shamar lo olam dai. Hashem said, enough, this is the world and it's enough. What does that have to do with Bris Mila? Why is that the name of Hashem that's associated with Bris Mila? Two questions. Says the Medrash, I think it's quoted here, yeah. Shal, v'yom ha-shmini yimol basar alasol. Shal turnus rufus arash as Rabbi Akiva. Ho'avu chavitz b'mila, lomo eino, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did so much. He creates livers and kidneys and lungs and hearts and brains. Why didn't he just finish the job? Why did Hashem do 99%? Why did he just finish the job? Turn a surface of Russia, ask Rabbi Akiva. Omar lo, lefisha lo not nitan HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYisrael as haMitzvos elo litzareif bahem. Because he left the last bit up to us. He wants us to self-perfect ourselves. That's what Rabbi Kiva answered to the Srivas Arasha. Now go to the Sefer HaChinuch. Mitzvah Beis, the second mitzvah in the Torah, according to the Chinuch's count. Misharshi Mitzvah Zu. Lefisha Ratzah Hashem Yisbarach, Likvoa Ba'am, Asher Hivdil, Lios Nikral Shmo, Os Kavua Begufam. Hashem wanted to set into the physical bodies of each man a sign, a connection, Lahavdil HaMishar HaAmim B'tzuras Gufam, to separate them from all the other nations. V'nikva v'chulu v'chulu, and then he says, V'ratza lios ha'ashlama al yedei ha'adam. Hashem wanted the final touches of creating the person to be done by man himself. V'lo baro shalem ibetem. We weren't born mahul. Why? L'rmozelav. To teach and to hint to us. Ki kasher tashlim tsuras gufo al yado. Just like we could self-perfect our physical bodies. Kein biyado lahashlim tsuras nafsho. So too we could perfect our spiritual bodies, behechsher pu'ulosav, through our actions. That's the message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, steps aside and says, now you finish the job. That's Shakai. Sha'amar la'olam dai. Hashem says, enough, this is what I'm doing up to, and the rest is up to you. That's why Shakai is the Shem Hashem. That's most appropriate for Bismila, and that's Pinchas. Because what happened at the beginning of Pinchas? Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu stepped aside and said, who's going to take charge? Who's going to get rid of the Chil Hashem and make a Kiddush Hashem? B'kanoas kinasi shahayali liksof, Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas Pinchas. So Pinchas is the symbol of Bris Mila, and therefore, that is the psukim that we say. And that is the halacha, is though, that not only family members come to a bris, as our Gemara says, strangers might come to a bris, so if they want to be connected with the bracha, so then they have to have haseba. But if they wouldn't be connected, so then with each other, right? If they would be naturally connected, like in a family, so they would not need haseba. Period. Tani Rav Chiya, filo balabais b'dol beiso. Rav Chiya argues, he says, even the family. You can have family members that aren't interested in eating together. One person's eating later, one person's eating this and that. So you don't have to, you have to have a say, but even by family members, says Rabbi Chiya. Tani, says the Tosefta, Seder Su'uda. This is how meals used to work in the days of old. Archin Nechnasin, V'yoshvin al-Saf Salim, V'yal Katadrios. Anshikulam Wisconsin. People used to come in, there used to be an ante-room, where people used to come and sit and relax before they went. It's not like before you go into the ballroom to have the main meal. So there was an ante room with chairs benches that people sat on until everybody came. And then once everybody came, then they opened the big doors and everybody went into the ballroom. So what was the din, the halacha, of the connection between these people when they were sitting in the outside room? Right, if you look in there, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he says, Yoshvin becheder hachitzon. Sitting in the outside. They were sitting in these rooms waiting for everybody else to come. So if they get wine at this stage, everybody makes their own bracha because they're not connected. They've just come. They're not sitting at a table yet. Right? And maybe it's like what we would call that the smorgasbord room, where there are some little tables set up and sometimes people sit down at those tables, but you could be sitting next to a total stranger. And you might not even say a word to them. You're not going to be sitting there for a while. You sit down, you eat a little bit, and you leave. So everybody makes their own bracha. Kolech vechem merach latzmo. Heviu lahem liyadayim. If they bring them liyadayim, or the girsa that we have, mayim liyadayim, the other girsa, they bring him water to wash. Kolech vechem noto yodo achas. Right, it seems to be the minag was, as the Haredim explains, we don't do this bizman hazeh. We don't wash before having cookies or cake or anything for that matter. The Gemara even says if you wash it before having fruits and vegetables, you're a gasei ruach. Right? You shouldn't do that. Why do we do it by karpas? That's a good kasha. We do it dafka only that night. But they used to wash one hand. They got the water, they used to wash one hand because they weren't washing for bread. Right? They were just washing for a snack. Right? The Rashba quotes this Yerushalmi in on Daf Mem Gimel. That they used to wash one hand. Heviu lohen parperes. So after they washed, they brought them some type of mizono snack. Kalechadechad mavarach latzmo. Again, everybody was eating themselves because this was not a connection between the people yet. Alu vehesebu. But once they went up to the main room and then they had a seba, and now they're connected to each other. Then haviu lahem yayin, avo bishabirech ala rishon, tzorech levarech ala sheni. Right, even though they made a bracha outside on the wine, then they have to make a new bracha on the wine. Why? Shinui makom. Right, says the Sefer Haredim right here. Right, afa pisha shaninu. Right, even though we learned earlier, birech ala yayin shalafnei amazon, patar nasa yayin shalachar amazon, we learned in the Mishnah. If you made a bracha on the wine before the meal, it pathes the wine after the meal, v'kosh gein zeh shu'u lefnei ha-mazon, and this is before the mazon, shayni hacha, tekivan de'olu v'esebu, havi le'shinui makom. You change space and you change spots, so that's why one has to make a new bracha. V'yechan mevarech ha-yedei kulam. But one of them can make the bracha for all of them now, because now they are connected, now they have a seba, now they're sitting at the tables that they are going to eat, so therefore they could all be yotze with one bracha. Heviolan liyadayim, and they bring them to wash, avabisha natal yado agas, sorach lito shtei yadov, right, even though they wash their hands once outside, but they have to wash again, because they had hesach adas, that was in both hands, right, we wash for two hands, for bread. Interesting, every time we wash for bread, we should think about the Beis HaMikdash, right? The Mishnah Berurah talks about this in the beginning of Hilchos Atilas Yadayim. He says, why do we wash for bread? Because it goes back to Truma. Goes back to Truma. Beginning of Kuf Nun Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, summarizing the earlier sources. Tam takanas tetilas umishnei dvarim. Echad rebnei srach truma. Dehainu, tekivan deyadayim askani yosein. Because our hands are all over the place and touching everything. V'nogim b'chol davar. Ubizman shayenoeg tuma v'tara. When, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, v'akohanim achlu truma, the kohanim used to eat truma, hayitzvicha litu yadeyem, midivrei sofrim, kodem achilas truma. Kohanim used to have to wash their hands before eating truma, kedei shalo yitam'uha b'nigi yasam, so they wouldn't make the truma tameh. U'kedei shirakilin kohanim bazeh, and because Chazal wanted the kohanim to be rogil and washing hands before they ate bread, they said everybody who eats bread has to wash their hands. Gazru gamkin al kol ish Yisrael ha'ochal pasha asur lechal shi'itol yadav. V'gam achshav, what about nowadays? Shein ha'kohanim ochlin truma mevnei atoma. Lo batfla takanazu. We're not mevatala. Why? Kedei sheyu regilim b'nei Yisrael k'shi yibana beis ha'migdash b'meir av yameinu lechal batara. Amazing. Every time why we still wash our hands? Because Meheira Bezos Shem Mashiach will come tomorrow and we'll have to be back and we'll have to still be in practice of washing hands before we eat the bread so that the Kohanim are in practice before we eat the bread and therefore we still do it. Something that we should think about, you know, something very inspiring that so much of the Beis HaMikdash should be on our minds. Okay, so they have to wash their hands when they come inside. Again, I didn't read the Haredim before, but the Haredim quoted this idea about that they used to wash one hand, the hand that would touch the cookies before they ate it. But if you look now in the Haredim here on the top left, he quotes from the Rashba and from the Beis Yosef, Shekal aposkin cholkin alav b'shtehen, v'lo tzarach netila afilu yadachas lo b'shosef lo b'pasav b'kistin. Not for wine, not for b'pasav b'kistin. Right, we only wash for bread, as we know, that is the minhag. Good. So they come inside, and now they're sitting at the meal. Now they're reclining at their meal, and one person made the bracha for all of them on wine when they started, and before the meal started. Right, the Mishnah said that during the meal you don't have that one making the bracha for all. But once they have the bread, so when they're about to eat bread, Zorach Lito B'Shei Yadav. Interesting. We don't have one person making a tilas shadayim for everybody. Right, everybody makes their own atilas shadayim l'chora, even though by the wine, not. So again, one has to think about the conceptual analysis of each of these actions. Heviyo lahem parperes, and then they bring them parperes. The Haredim says not right after they wash. Had they brought parperes beforehand, echan mevarachai dekul, and again, one person can make it for all of them. Ve'ein rishus la'oreach likanes achar shalosh parperos. They used to have a couple of appetizer dishes. So, one is not allowed. A guest is not allowed to come into the meal after all the appetizers are served. Right? The Gemara in Baba Basra even said that they used to have some type of curtain by the door to be able to let people know, you know, what appetizer they were up to. But after the third appetizer, there's nothing left. It would be very embarrassing for the host for you to come, and he won't be able to give you an appetizer. So that's why you're not allowed to come. You're not allowed to come, because it's embarrassing for the host. Embarrassing for the host. That's why. Ein rishus l'orech likanes. The guest can't come in until if it's after that time. Good. So relating to this, we're talking about, you know, outside and then inside, and we spoke a little bit about shinui makom. So now we get into shinui makom a little bit. Taman taninan. There we learn the Mishnah in Sukkah tells us Sukkah Shiva Ketzad, right towards the end of Sukkah, where we have something that's seven, something that's eight. Sukkah Shiva Ketzad. What do you mean Sukkah? Sukkah is only for 7 days, meaning the eighth day, Shmini Atzeres, there's no Sukkah on a Daraisa level. In Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz, Yisuv Yasvinan, Mavuche Lomo Varchinan, we're talking about on a Daraisa level. Gomar Milechol, once a person finishes eating on the last day of Sukkot on Hoshana Rabbah, Lo Yadra Sukkaso, you're not allowed to tear down your Sukkah. Right? Why? Because the rest of the day, it's still Huxalim Mitzvaso. And if you want to eat, you're going to have to go into the Sukkah. And if you want to sleep, you have to go into the Sukkah. So one can't tear down their Sukkah or take it apart on Hoshana Rabbah. But late in the day, what do? You take down the kalim, right? Because we know one's supposed to bring in all of their fancy dishes and whatever else they have to the sukkah. So towards the end of the day, you're going to want to have it for yantif, for Shmini Atzeres in the house. So you can take the kalim down because of Shmini Atzeres. You're allowed to prepare on Hoshana Rabbah for Shmini Atzeres, right? That's allowed. Right, that's even though it's different days, but it's chol hamoed, and therefore one is allowed to prepare. Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, b'shem Rav. What happens? The Haredim says if one wants to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, right? Maybe it's just beautiful outside, and I want to eat in the sukkah. Maybe I have no room in my house, and I have the whole family over, and the sukkah is the biggest place, so. Am I allowed to do that? So, technically, no, because that's exactly the example given in the Gemara of Baltosif. Right? One is not allowed to add on to the mitzvah Hashem. So, what could I do? So it says the Gemara, Sarach Adam lifsol sukkasim ibod yom. You have to passel the sukkah. You have to passel the sukkah before yantif. You can't passel the sukkah on yantif, because that's the malach of soser. But before yantif comes, I have to passel the sukkah. How do I passel the sukkah? Right, so that's quoted in the Gemara elsewhere, and the Haredim also quotes it here, from the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Memches. You have to take off the schach in an area of 4x4 tvachim. Even though 3 tvachim of airspace already passels the sukkah, but 4x4 tvachim is a hecker that really shows that you are passeling the sukkah. If you take off a big corner of your schach in the corner of sukkah, then you could use the rest of the sukkah. Because you've showed already that I'm not doing this l'shem the mitzvah of sukkah, I'm just doing this for convenience. So that's what a person does. So if livso sukkaso mi ba'od yom, when it is when it is still daytime before the Yantif. Reb Shua ben Levi Amar, we'll talk about Baal Tosef in a minute. Reb Shua ben Levi Amar, Tzorch Lekadesh Besoch Beiso. Says Reb Shua ben Levi, if one didn't passel the sukkah, so then one has to do something else to show that they're not sitting in the sukkah l'shem mitzvah. And how do you do that? By making kiddush inside. Maybe this is a remez to the minog of chutzlaret that some have of making kiddush in the sukkah and eating outside and eating in the house. This is the flip. This is the opposite. Right? If you want to show that it's not Baal Tosef, make kiddush in the house and then you could go out to the sukkah if you didn't passel the sukkah. The problem, though, in that case would be, as we're about to get into, what about kiddush b'makom seuda? Right, if you're making the kiddush in the house and you can eat the rest of the meal in the sukkah, right, does that work? That's what the Gemara is about to get into. But even before that, just once with Baal Tosef came up here, so one hour about Baal Tosef. Right, there is Baal Tosef adding on to the mitzvahs of the Torah. This says the two psukim in Sefer Devarim on Baal Tosef, one in Baal Eschanim, one a little bit later. But the pasuk says in Perek Dalet pasuk Beis Lo Tosifa, one is not allowed to add on to the mitzvahs of Hashem. So Rashi's examples are expanding an already existent chefsa shel mitzvah. Rashi says, kagon chamesh parshios betfilin, adding on an extra parsha, chamesh amina belulav, chamesh tzitzios, v'chein lo sigru. So adding on an extra tzitzis, an extra min, v'chulu. The Ramban says, it's not only that. It's not only that, adding on and expanding the mitzvos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But more! Says the Ramban, it's not only by those where one expands an already chefsa shal mitzvah. Right? First of all, our case, sleeping in the sukkah shmini atzeres. Right? You are not creating any new chefsa, but you're doing a mitzvah outside of the time. Like in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, ulafi daiti, says the Ramban, afilu bada la'asos mitzvah bifnei atzma. If you make up a new mitzvah, if you decide that on the third Tuesday of every month, there is a mitzvah to walk outside in circles, right? You make up your own mitzvah, whatever it is. Yeravim ben Avot made up his own mitzvah. He made up his own holiday for Bnei Yisrael to come up north to the Shomron. Kagon sha'asa chag b'chodesh shabada b'libo k'yeravim, over b'lav. Right? That's the answer. V'chein amru le'inyin mikra megillah. And mikra megillah would have been a violation had it not been for the drasha that Chazal made to learn out that it was okay, that it was mutter. Again, that's the another form of Baal Tosef. Again, there's a lot more. Durabanans obviously are not Baal Tosef because that the Chazal have the permission to do. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sichas Musar points out that Baal Tosef is often juxtaposed with Baal Pa'or, that avodah zara, and he wonders what is the connection between Baal Pa'or and Baal Tosef. Right, the pasuk says, "Lo tosifo lo davar shanochi misav eschem lo sigru mienu." Don't add on, don't take away. L'shbar la'asos mitzvah shalakem shanochi misav eschem. Einechem araos es asher asah Hashem beval paar. Don't be Mosef and don't be Goreya. And you saw what Hashem did to Baal Paar. What is the connection between those two? Baal Paar, we know, is the avodah zara that you served by relieving yourself in front of the avodah zara. It's like the avodah zara that you could hardest to fathom. I mean, throwing rocks at an idol also is pretty hard to fathom. But this is relieving yourself is disgusting. Right? So, what type of service is that? So explains the Sichas Musar, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, you know what Baal Pa'or is? It's the avodah zara of there are no limits in life. You could do whatever you want, whenever you want, however you want, however disgusting and not socially acceptable it is, but that's exactly what Baal Pa'or is. Show me, their God says, show me how you don't have any laws and any limits on anything you do. That's Baal Pa'or. It's exactly the opposite of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra. Right? We have rules. We have exact instructions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra is the exact opposite of Baal Pa'or, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. That's the Sichas Musar in Maimar Pei Dalet. Again, that's the Sharian Yana Sha'akol Hefker La'adam Ve'eno Gadur B'Shum Geder U'Bevadei She'ish Bazeh Koach Meshicha Gadomo. It's a very big taiva and he ate Sahara for this. K'mo Sharom, as we see nowadays. And he was talking in the 1960s and the 1970s. Let's say a Kal V'Chomer 40 years later, 50 years later. But that's Baal Tosef is the opposite of Baal Pa'or in a certain sense. Okay. Let's continue a little bit. So what was Rabbi Shua ben Levi's suggestion? If you didn't pass your sukkah, it's okay. Go make kiddush in the house, and that'll show that you're not doing this l'shem mitzvah. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Shmuel. But Shmuel says, kiddush b'bayi zeb nimlach lecha b'ayis acher tzorach l'kadesh. Shmuel says, wait a minute. If you make kiddush in one house and you want to eat your meal in the other house, that's a problem. You have to repeat kiddush. And I might add, maybe we'll talk about this on the next daf, you maybe weren't even allowed to make kiddush. Because it's an isser to eat or drink before kiddush. So if we're not yotzei kiddush, so then maybe we will have the kiddush. That's part of the halachas of kiddush b'makom suda. But Shmuel says, sarach l'kadesh. Rabbi Cha'acha bar Chit, and therefore, Rabbi Shua ben Levi's suggestion wouldn't be such a good suggestion. Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chinana, b'shem Rabbi Oshia, Misha sukaso arev alav, mekadesh leili yantav acham to beso, v'ola v'ochem to sukaso. Rabbi Oshia, no, repeats what was just said before. No, you can make kiddush in the house, and you can eat your meal in the sukkah. So, seems to be a bona fide machlokes amoraim between Shmuel and Rabbi Oshia. But the Gemara is about to have a couple of deus. Is it a machlokas or not? Maybe we could put them together. We're going to have a machlokas about whether there is a machlokas here. But maybe we'll start, Be'ez Hashem, next time with discussions of Kiddush B'makom Suda and the source of it and the Rashbam and Bava Basra, and we'll pick up with that. Okay, we'll stop here.